Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This one?
And then I'm on this one.
Okay, so.
And I'm switching my sunglasses because I want to look cool.
I love it, but you are cool. What is
Oh, thank you, Kerrigan. Takes one to know one. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Welcome, Kerrigan.
Hey.
To the lair.
Hey.
Blake welcomes you as well. Hi, Blake. How are you?
Chilling.
Blake is chilling. Blake and I have been recording all day. So if we seem a little beat,
it's okay.
It's, you know, but we're not. We're actually very excited and happy to be coming talking to you. Kerrigan?
Yes.
Kerrigan, the reason why you're even here is because I recently co-produced a film, a short film called Skrilla.
Yes.
Which is part of a wider universe called the Wait Universe.
Yes.
That we are building here at Wild 7. And you played the role of Moxie. Am I correct?
I am Moxie. What are you talking about?
You are Moxie.
Yeah.
And 3 Mondays ago, while I was watching a Monday Night Raw at the office, and the team was shooting out in the wilds of downtown, we were in the office chatting it up. You were showing me awesome music. And then the conversation, and by the way, this amazing music you're hearing.
She can't hear it. She doesn't have the headphones on.
I can hear it. It's kind of loud.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't hook her up with headphones?
Oh,
sure. Oh. Oh.
I didn't know if it was going to ruin my outfit or not.
Oh, okay, okay.
So I put them on or not?
Yeah, you don't have to put them on. You don't have to, you know, but if you want to keep them on. Do you hear this?
I can hear it, though.
You hear the magic that this man created?
It's so chill. It's very chill vibes. It reminds me of something you can listen to and smoke.
And that's the vibe that we're going with. Do you smoke, Kerrigan?
I don't smoke, but I take edibles.
Right.
And I love to take shrooms. I like to put them in stuff. That's how I take them.
There's a place I can tell you about. I think I told you about it. That sells one-up bars.
To
yeah. We're going
to
go. The candy store. So, Kerrigan, welcome to the Chill Zone. Listen, Kerrigan, I have to say, so we were sitting around this office. Monday Night Raw is on. And we're having a conversation. And I realized the second you said church is a cult, I had to turn the microphones on. But through the grace of God, ironically, the microphones were not working. There was some issue. We didn't have Blake here to help, you know, to engineer. And so it all went kaput. So I said, let's put a pin in that, Kerrigan, right?
Yes.
So we have
a literal pin.
And now you're back.
Yes.
So let's leave. Let's start where we left off. Church is a cult. You're from Lansing, Michigan. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely not.
No?
My dad's in the military. I used to live there, though.
Oh, that's right. That's why I thought you did. Because okay.
Yeah.
So, did you grow up in a religious family?
I did. I have a Christian background, kind of Christian, kind of Baptist. They're both kind of in the same, you know, realms or whatever. But I definitely grew up with that strongly being in my family. Like, we was church every Sunday.
I'm trying to be put the glasses down. Yeah.
What is it? We were in church literally every single Sunday. My dad was always saying afterwards, we were going to church on Wednesdays. We had Friday youth centers. Like, we was up in there. The only reason why I started to slow down a little bit was because me and my sister, when we started doing competitive cheer more seriously, mm-hmm. It kind of took away some of our practice days, so we couldn't go to church as much, because if we're practicing a Wednesday night, that's the same time as, youth service or whatever.
Right.
So, like, we couldn't do that, but, like, we were still there on Saturdays that they had something. And my dad needed us to go with him on Fridays. We were there on Fridays. Sundays, it was still lit. Mm-hmm. It was there for hours, and my dad talks a lot. I talk a lot. That's where I get it from. So right. If church ended at 1, we didn't leave until 4 or 5.
Right.
He just, love you though.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He's just talking away. But yeah.
Are you strike me as someone that seems to have a spirituality that they work with, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Would you consider yourself religious or no? Or did you kind of turn away from that? Or do you still keep it in your life in some way?
I think because it was, like, I started to see problems in the church at a young age.
Right, right, right.
Like, there will be times where I was confused when it came to a tithe and offering, where he was like, you give to God and he'll give back to you. And then when I would take my own time and, like, read the Bible, I would be like, but I don't think God wants us to, like, literally have, like, an exchange like that. I don't think it always has to be monetary,
like transactional.
Yeah. Like, I was like, I don't think having a relationship with someone like that is so transactional, because if I'm over here tithing my allowance because I'm a child and I'm broke,
right,
and
right.
I'm tithing my allowance, and then I see nothing in return, and it's making it seem like everything that you see in return is only physical, it always struck me as wrong.
Right.
And then, like, sometimes our pastors would be so, like, stuck on stuff that just, like, didn't matter. I'm trying to think of examples because there's just, like, so many.
Like weird Bible laws that don't apply, do a lot of them, like, I was watching this documentary about a church called Hillsong. Have you heard of them?
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, let's get into it. All right, wow. Okay.
Yo, wait. I used to go to this really popular church in Killeen. Yeah. I don't want to give them any clout, so I'm not going to say their name.
Right.
But very, very big church ran by a really nice couple. They were connected to them, and they're also connected to the Joe Osteen Church, the really big one in Houston.
Uh-huh.
Very cult-like.
Yeah,
very,
yeah.
Like, everything is stuck around the pastor. You give money so the pastor can do well, because the pastor needs to make sure that he's living a great life. Meanwhile, this man is living in, like, a million-dollar house.
And wearing really expensive clothing.
And then using the excuse of, I'm doing the work of God. That's why I can live like this. If you do that, then you can live like me.
Right,
all this
right.
other stuff. And then, like, using people's, like, free labor because they're helping the pastor, because the pastor is a man of God. And even, like, at age, like, 13, I was like, this is weird, because y'all are making it seem like y'all are always better than everybody else in the church. And it always felt off. You know?
Right,
like,
right.
Even, like, in youth service, when I was little, in, like, Colorado, it always felt just off, because it was always just, like, promoting the fact of just, like, we're always going to be here and y'all are always going to be there, because it always seemed impossible for my dad to move up in the church
mm-hmm.
when he wanted to. And my dad's a great guy. I'm not just saying that because he's my father. I'm saying that, like, looking from the outside in, he really is, a great dude.
He raised a good woman.
Yeah, he's good job, awesome.
Sir.
Like, yeah. My dad is great. You know? So it just kind of, like, hurt my feelings personally to see him not be able to get the support that he wanted from the church when it came to his own music, because he makes Christian music.
Oh, nice.
And, like, it just always felt like the church was always just, like I was saying beforehand, just trying to promote that we're better. Y'all aren't. We're
right,
of God.
Right.
Y'all can get of God, but, like, we don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Right.
I don't know.
It's like kind of dangling it in front of you kind of a little bit. Like, is your father still in the church?
No.
No?
Oh, no.
So he left.
And it took a while. We all kind of left as one. Like I left first.
Yeah.
Because I was like, no. Right.
Peace.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Y'all can't make me go anymore either because I pay my own bills. So what's that?
Yeah.
And then my sister stopped going. And then my mom stopped going. And then my dad stopped going. So it was like a very slow thing. And like I would tell my family why I wasn't going. Not because they asked, but because it just like it was on my heart, as they say.
Right.
To kind of like explain to them my reasonings on why I felt like the church wasn't so good, and really just like to listen to yourself and listen to your inner being, because God is all of us. I feel like I really feel like God is all of us.
Yeah.
Like, and when Kanye said like I'm God, he didn't literally mean I'm God. Mm-hmm. He literally meant like I'm of God, like you're of God. Yeah. We're all of God.
Yeah.
You know, this God universal.
Right,
being,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I guess it just kind of like took them a while to kind of get that. Not that I was trying to be all woo-woo or whatever with them, but like over time, like they were understanding, like, oh, like I guess like you're kind of right. And I'm starting to not deny like these things that I feel from the universe or from God or from wherever I'm feeling it from, you know.
Right.
And they started to have a lot better relationships with themselves by not going to the church. So
you brought your parents to God.
I did.
You did. I mean, well, the thing is, you're right. I mean, the thing is, I find
how you feel.
Yeah. No. I mean, the thing is, like, it's like, I feel like what you say is the thing that I've always been with, where it's like, dude, it's within. And, you know, I'm not like, oh, just everybody make up your own religion, but kind of make up your own religion. Who cares? Like, just do your own thing, like live your life and just be positive. I know that sounds Disneyland, but like
it does, but that's what life is about.
Yeah. You know, like you're positive. I'm positive. You know, Blake is positive, you know, like it's just positive energies and stuff like that. And the thing is like, it's just, I don't think you can get to whatever that is if, you know, we're in a room full of three people that kind of agree on what it is, whatever it is. I don't think you can get to that through another it's with you. It's your journey, right? You know? So that's been Religious Talk with Mr. Red. Thank you for joining me, Kerrigan. You know,
it's all of the religion.
But Kerrigan, how have you been in the past 3 weeks? I haven't seen you for 3 weeks now.
Honestly, I've been doing a lot better. 2022 was really hard for me.
Really? I'm sorry.
Yes, and I lied, and I kept telling everybody I was okay. I was not okay.
Mm.
My parents knew. They thought they knew everything was fine. I mean, they knew what was going on, and like my roommates knew what was going on. And like my sister is coincided with my parents. We're just going to put that up in there.
Right.
But like everyone else, I was kind of just like, you know, no, because I will not be that person that's just talking about who, you know, like everybody has that one person in their life that just can't ever get a break.
Yeah.
It's like every time you talk to them, it's like something worse happens.
Right.
Like I'm not going to be that person.
Right.
But this year, like starting off with like our filming of Skrilla and everything and getting all my background work and having an engineer that works with me, and like it's a lot better and I'm a lot happier.
That's good.
Happier, so like,
that's good. I mean, the thing
is good.
was 2022. When did you first come to LA?
In 2020, the end of 2020.
Okay. 2022 was just kind of your testing. You were getting tested maybe a little bit.
Maybe. You know?
But is everything okay? Is there anything we can do? Can I help you?
Oh, just be here. Be a positive
spirit. Okay, cool. Hey, let's just
be
not be negative.
Spirit.
I was going to gripe about some things, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to be positive.
Me.
No, there's.
I'd rather be positive for you.
Yeah, hey, you know.
I mean, we were just talking about that. I feel like, you know, everybody get judged other places. I'm not going to judge you. I can't judge you. No way. Like,
no. Only God can judge me, as a very wise man said, prophet. Kerrigan, I have to ask.
Ask.
You came 2020. So you came during COVID.
Right at the tail end of it.
Right at the tail end. And so since then, you've been planting your roots here and stuff and doing your thing. And you were just on some big sets and stuff like that. What was that like? Is there anything you can say, or did you have an NDA? We have a friend DA. You
know, a friend DA.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And by the way, if you want to talk about the things that you're going through, I can put on my glasses. I can be your therapist, whatever.
Really?
You know? Yeah, for sure.
I can be your therapist for you too.
I have a lot I have a lot. Yeah.
We can unpack Christmas, you know, just unwrap a whole bunch
of stuff. Yeah, for sure. It all started really because my parents were immigrants, and you know, like that's where the building blocks of my neurosis come from. Because it's hard. People are racist here against Persians.
I feel it.
You feel it?
As a black person. Okay. I know. I've been followed in Walmart.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
You know what it's like. Yeah. I know what it's like. Hey, racism. You know?
Racism. We bond over it, you know? there was a Richard Pryor routine where he goes like, it's just hard enough being a human being.
Yes.
And then someone is like mean to you because of racism. This is not verbatim, but like, and it's like, man, you know, like then you just feel bad.
Right.
And it's like growing up here, not to be like for me on my part, like wah wah or anything, but like you feel growing up Persian here is very odd because you feel like you're an alien. Your own people look at you as an alien because they're like, you're not like the ones back there. And you're here, you're from here, you monster. So, you know, and then it's like a whole thing.
That sounds awful. Man. Wait. So you couldn't even talk to other Persian people?
No, I didn't really. No, there was a point in my life where I did get along with Persian people in my teens.
Okay.
That's when I started to assimilate with my fellow Persians. I got into their, you know, style and stuff like that. But it wasn't. Yeah, you know, like it was like, honestly, like, I don't know. I mean, as an artist, you always kind of feel, I think, out of step as a kid. Mm-hmm. But then once you get older, I think you find your community and stuff like that. You know, like this is my community. This is my world. So it's not all bad. I'm not crying.
Me and my friend were literally talking about that. We were saying like, have you noticed how there are so many creatives here that live in LA? And like when people that aren't creatives in any way come to LA, they're just like, I can never live here. It's
right,
but
exactly.
We're like, we like it. It's weird.
I love my people. You know, like you, April, Blake, Silent Chris, everybody, you know, it's my community. And I think the point being, if you create your own community, you destroy racism. I don't know.
Hey.
You know, right, Blake?
Hey, because we're looking at each other. No, yeah. I don't like you. It's not because of your skin. It's because you suck.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Nothing to do with your skin.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So Kerrigan, do you have any crazy stories of when you came to LA? Like was it insane? How did LA like greet you when you arrived? You get what I'm saying?
God, I try to block out things.
I'm sorry. I'll take off
no,
the therapist.
It's not even that. It's I've been doing this ever since I was like in fourth grade. Like if some crazy stuff happens, I'll remember for a little bit and then I'll literally just be like, okay. And then just like, you know, on the Men is Black and they just kind of do this.
Yeah. You just forget.
I just flash it away.
Yeah.
Maybe it's trauma. I don't know.
Right.
But I've had some crazy stuff recently happen to me. Cause what the heck? What is it? I was in a section at a club and it was the first time that I ever felt the LA ego of people that I did not know who they were, but they were like, you should know who I am.
Right, right, right.
And
right.
We were like, we don't know who you are, though, but
right.
Thanks for the hospitality. So, and we got kicked out because we didn't know who they were.
Oh.
So that was that.
Did you find out later who it was?
No, because I didn't care enough.
Oh, like, yeah? That reminds me.
I didn't care enough to, like, figure out.
That's the weird thing with LA. Everybody is somebody or something. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's, like, doing something. I once went to, I'll be honest, I went to a strip club once, right?
And we there, love strip clubs.
Yes, 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 yes. Hey, awesome, sweet. Yes, we can speak freely then. Yeah, yeah. I went to a strip club and there were these two dudes there, right? Like dudes hanging out. And my friend later told me this exchange happened where they had like a skirmish, like a verbal sort of exchange, or I don't know what happened. And then later the guy came up to the other guy and he goes, I'm sorry I disrespected you. And then the other guy goes like, wait, what? I don't care. And then he's like, you don't know who I am? I'm sorry I disrespected you. And then the guy goes, no, leave me alone. And then the guy walked away going, nobody knows who I am. You know, that's a very LA.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's like, that's so weird.
Yeah.
Like it. It's so that you should be happy that you can go to the grocery store without like people like.
I like being like, you know, a normal human.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and as much as we do our thing,
right.
It's nice to be a normal human.
Yeah.
You don't want everybody to know who you are.
Yeah.
Like that gentleman, he was so crestfallen, as they say. Just sad, you know. Like, but so question, how do you deal with the ego of somebody that's like, oh, you don't know who I am? Do you just kind of shut it down and just be like, okay, sorry? Or do you say something like with some pizzazz to them, or do you just walk away and ignore it?
What do you want me to say?
The truth.
Sometimes I'll be like, okay, well, tell me who you are. And most of the time they'll be like, you can Google me.
Right. Like,
well, let's Google you.
Yeah.
Like, what's that? Like,
these clubs, Kerrigan.
Hey.
Okay. I need to ask some questions because I'm not a big club goer. I never was.
Okay.
But describe the scene to me. So like, so you go, I assume you go with your girlfriends, right? Like your lady friends?
Well, like lady associates.
Lady associates. Or
yeah.
Whatever the terminology is, right?
Yeah. It's,
you don't call them girlfriends. You call them lady associates.
Yeah, like lady, like not literally like lady associates, but like it'll just be like girls are like, I know, you know?
Right, right. Know okay,
it
okay.
It takes a while. Being in LA, I had to learn when to call somebody a friend.
Ah, that part.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say I always go out with girls who are necessarily friends. Maybe girls that I would still do nice things for, or they mm-hmm. would do nice things for me. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't call us friends. And that's not to be an asshole. I just know if I needed something and I called you randomly, you would not answer the phone.
So if you're listening, you're not friends.
We're not friends until we have established that we are.
You gotta. There's a, you know, give and take in relationships.
Exactly.
I feel you.
So lady associates.
So you go with these lady associates.
Yes, fine ass.
And do you pre-party? Do you
pre-game?
Hi, ladies. She's not your friend, but I am. Do you pre-game, pre-party, or pre-game, or you know, like drink beforehand and then go? Or do you even drink?
I don't drink. I pretend to drink when
I go. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. I don't drink either.
How do you do that?
You pour it in so that people can leave me alone and say, can we get you a drink? No. And then you just pretend to drink it all night. So people are like, oh, why isn't yours down? Mm. It's just because I'm just putting it to my lips. And
oh. Do you ever get like a soda or anything?
No, I do sometimes if I go to like smaller, more intimate type clubs, but like clubs like that, no, because it's always, well, why aren't you drinking?
Right.
You can't have fun unless you're drinking. And I don't want to deal with that. So
I just
get actual drink. The only time I actually drink it is if my throat is getting dry and I can feel myself starting to like cough like a crazy person and I don't have COVID. Okay. I'm just, my throat is dry.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to die. So then I'll like drink it, but then like, that's it. So
right.
I always have to make sure it's like whiskey or something.
Do any of your lady associates, do you watch out for them because are they drinking?
Yes.
Yeah.
They still have vaginas. I will protect them.
Right. And so is it a scary world out? Like, are you looking out for the hyenas? Or are you kind of like just doing your thing? And then if you notice they're in, have you noticed any situations or?
That I'll do my own thing and then they'll be weird. Like this right, guy right. was like grabbing her arm one time, literally would not let go.
Right.
Swear. Held on. Let go. Like we're moving. And he was like, no, you come talk to me.
Right,
and the security guy had to be like.
Right.
Like, let go. Like yeah. literally like, let go. She's trying to be nice and you're just move.
What a creep.
Literally. And that's like everywhere. It's just in LA. I feel like they feel more entitled because I have a nice car.
Right, right, right.
Come out with me because I have a Bentley.
Right, I feel you.
You're weird.
Yeah.
That doesn't change anything.
Like they think.
At all.
That's the automatic thing.
Yes.
Interesting.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Exactly. And that's all of them in the caliber. Not y'all, you know. I'm not putting
we're gentlemen,
everybody
right,
in the penis community
yeah.
in one, you know, thing.
Right,
you know,
right. But no, I feel you. Because when they go out, it's like this. I know how it is.
How is it?
Yeah, because the thing is, I don't drink. I'm actually a very good spiritual, pious man who struggles with the what it means to be human. But I try to do my best. So I'm not like one of these guys. Though I will admit, I have my moments where I feel randy. You know, like you know
brandy.
What I mean. Like yeah, you know, like where I'm like, I should call a lady friend or something. But when they go out, right, Blake? They're like,
right, Blake.
They're like,
back me up.
They're like, we have to get some, right, guys? You know, like, and then they go out. I think this thought is not original to me. I heard it somewhere. It was in a routine or something, where somebody was like, wait. Never mind. I'm not going to repeat the bit because I don't want to give anybody the thing. But like guys, they go out in a group.
Sounds like 300.
Right? Yeah, no, it is exactly like that. It's exactly like that. For Sparta, we're going to get laid.
For women.
Yeah, for women, for women. And then they go, they scope it out, right? And then they're like, you know, like the Terminator,
like,
you know?
Like, are they really dancing? Are y'all scoping
dude,
the whole night?
One time I went to a party and I danced with a woman. With actually two women at the same time, but mm-hmm. they complimented
Look
me.
Look at you.
Yeah, I was pretty good. Yeah, ladies, you know, like, but they complimented me. They said, thank you for not being grabby.
Yes.
I said, well, you're welcome, I guess, for not thanking me for not assaulting you. You know what I mean? So I was just, but this was a while ago. But like, they go out, these men, these, and a lot of them, the ones that have high power jobs like stockbrokers and they do lots of coke, they're insane.
Yes.
They're truly, genuinely insane people, and they should be put in a canister and dumped into the ocean. Am I right?
Yeah.
Right, you know? And so they get really aggressively. We got anyway, I'm breaking
you
things down.
You don't know
down.
Who I am? I can show you my bank account right now.
Right, right, right. Yeah. Yes, one time I was walking on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was with my cousin who was visiting from Iran, and my brother. And then we were passing this guy's car, and he looked big. And then... My
like
brother,
muscular
like,
muscular big or like big bone?
No, like he was muscular big.
Like security guard.
Yeah, big. Yeah, yeah. And then,
like linebacker big.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was big. And then, my brother like flipped him off.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah. Why?
No, because he was trying to move and then like he almost hit us or something like that, right?
Okay, that's
yeah.
I thought it was out of nowhere.
Right, right. No. And then the guy looked at us all mean. And then I just looked at him like, hey, man, you know, like, peace. You know, I didn't say anything, but I was just like, peace. And he's like, that's what I thought. And then I was like, dude, what's your problem? And then he's like, and then I just kept walking. And then he followed us. So then we were like, oh, my God, this guy wants to kill us. So then we went into the supermarket and just sort of killed some time. And, you know, he didn't kill us. But he was in a Porsche. That's
oh,
the thing.
God.
He was one of those guys, you know. So have you ever...
Dang, I want a Porsche too, so now I feel bad.
Right.
Do douchebags drive Porsches?
Why should douchebags only have the nice things, though? That's my thing. You know what I mean?
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what I heard?
And
I completely agree with it.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Douchebags and terrible people always have nice things because they think they deserve them.
Yeah.
And in life, you get what you deserve, what you think you deserve, not what you deserve, what you think you deserve.
That's true.
So if terrible people think that they deserve to own a Porsche, then they will own a Porsche.
That's true.
A Porsche.
Right. You get your, you create your karma. But the thing is, that's the thing that
religion
is nuts about these guys. They treat things like people and people like things, as the Buddhists say.
Because why are you bathing and baby talking your car? You should be doing that to your partner.
Right, right, right. Also, I have to say something, Kerrigan. And if you care to from experience, maybe from friends you've known or anything, or somebody that confirmed this for you, men who fix up their cars crazy and like they're known.
Are you really about to say small dick energy?
Yeah. I'm going to. You don't agree with me, Blake?
I'm ready for it.
Small dick energy.
I'm assuming
not necessarily
because I was
like.
No, not necessarily. I don't think it's a blanket statement, but I've known in my, like in high school, there was a dude, he was like a little guy, and he used to always fix up his car, and people used to always, and his girlfriend later confirmed to me that he had a little wang. You know? And so we always suspected, hey, I think he's fixing up his car because he has a little wang. And, you know, I'm sorry, I don't mean to sound, like, rude, but
what was his energy towards the car?
It was very loving and very, like, it was his baby.
Did he like the car more than he liked her?
Yeah.
Then that's
people like things. Treating people like things. I'm just saying, you know.
I agree.
Yeah. Now, me, I treat everyone equal. Things like whatever. You know what I mean? So,
what if it's something that you, like, fell in love with though, or wanted really bad? Like, let's say, like, there's this painting that you saw when you were 8, and you were like, oh my God, I really want this painting. And you finally got it at 40. Like, you're 40 now. You finally
right,
painting.
Here's the thing.
Or no, I'll make it worse. You're 70 now.
Right.
And you finally have this painting.
Spiritually, I've learned in my life, I'm 40 now. I'm 40.
Oh my God, I guess. Right.
Yeah. I'm turning 40 on the 27th, so it's a few days.
Your birthday,
I find it's
wait, February 27th?
Yeah.
That's the same day as my ex-boyfriend.
So oh, really?
I'm going to remember your birthday forever.
Oh, hey, he's a Pisces, huh?
He's awful. You're not.
We are. Trust me, we are. The thing is, like, you know, I meet people and there's like, you're so nice, but it's like, you know, you don't know me that well. You know, like I can be pretty moody and pretty, you know.
It's just the February Pisces. I'm a March Pisces, so we're a little better.
Right. Oh, you are a Pisces as well.
But March Pisces.
So that's very different. I'm going to get April in here. She knows all that stuff. But what I was saying was, in life, it's best not to hold on. I heard this philosopher, Alan Watts, he like brought like Eastern philosophy. This is what I know. I just learned about him. But like Eastern philosophy to America in like the 50s and stuff. And he said this interesting thing that kind of stuck with me. I'm going to send you a video of his stuff.
I would love to watch it.
Yeah, he talks like that too.
Really?
Yeah. He said that all the love in the universe is like water moving through a hose. Like, don't hold on to it. Just let it flow. And the thing is, like, say if I get really stuck on a car and Stevenson, that's the name of the guy with the car. I'm sorry I mentioned you. I'm sorry, Stevenson, that I mentioned you.
We should call him like Bob or something.
Yeah, no. Stevenson Bob. Stevenson, I'm sorry. He was a guy from my past, but a friend. Part of the old crew.
No, I feel it.
Back when I hung out with Persian Italians.
I feel it.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Stevenson. That was really rude. And your girlfriend didn't say that. What's it called? Say I get really stuck on a car and I really want that car and that's like the only thing that I want. If I get it, it will degrade. It will break down. It will, you know, and it's like, if it's something you want to work on forever, that's fine, I guess. But I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I find it's best not to hold on to shit. Like, everything's going to go.
That's true. And we're all going to die one day.
Right. But then
crazy.
But then we go to like the space. We rejoin the energy that we came from. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's the nice way I think of looking at it. Right?
I feel that way.
You know?
Because the thing is, there's so much love.
Whatever gets you by in the day, right? You woke up today, Kerrigan. You won.
I woke up with a roof over my head.
This moment is a gift. That's why it's called the present. Thank you, Rudy. Yeah. Kerrigan, I'm so happy that you're a part of our world. You're fun.
I want to be part of the world.
Yeah, you know, like, hey, by the way, I just want to shout out to Ashley, the Simpin' Queen,
because
you did
Ashley.
Her show, and that was like when I thought, Kerrigan should do my show as well, because Kerrigan is awesome, you know? Yeah, but Kerrigan, so what's going on right now, like, just in general? Things, anything you want to chit-chat about? Let's just keep it going.
Oh my God. Yeah. Can we continue to chat?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to waste any of the chit-chat juice.
I use the restroom though.
Go for it.
Okay, cool.
Go for it.
Bathroom break.
This is a first. You've never done that.
This is a first. Before.
You have?
Wait, yeah. While you're getting up, I'm going to drink this.
Okay, cool. You use the restroom. There's no break though.
So we're not. Two we're not. Bad things going on.
Yeah. No worries. No.
Turn it this way so you don't know what.
Right. Cool. So Kerrigan, what has been going on? And again, if there's anything heavy you want to talk about, we can talk about. If there's something light you want to talk about, anything pop culture you want to talk about, because Kerrigan, you need to return to the lair. You are a lot of fun to chat with. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, talk to me.
Well, we were talking about how LA greeted you. So I want to go back to that.
Okay, cool.
Because we were talking about like the friend thingies types or whatever. So when I first came to LA, like, I didn't really know anybody, obviously. Like, I knew, like, two people that was already living here. Crazy, I'm not even friends with them anymore, which is so odd because I live in Texas. But I didn't really start meeting people until, like, the end of 2021. Uh-huh. I became friends with these girls. Now, you tell me if I'm wrong, right? You tell me.
Yes.
Because you have a penis.
Yes.
Y'all see things from different points of view.
From the point of view of the penis.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So we were friends, and I was going through a really bad time in my life in 2021. So then I was just like, I just need a friend right now, you know, just be my friend or whatever. And they told me that they told me that I was being too negative.
You?
And they didn't need that negativity in their life instead of actually being my friend at the moment because I really just needed just somebody. And then they told me that I have ruined their Thanksgiving or whatever, and they couldn't be friends with me anymore because I was bringing drama into their life. Am I wrong? I was going through, like, a depressive episode, and then that's – my depression got better in early 2022.
Yeah.
But 2022 was just a ball of mess.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
Yeah.
But is that wrong if they knew I was going through a depression and then they just didn't, like –
I think it's a very LA, you know, reaction to someone. It's the thing is that's kind of sucks about just the modern age. Everybody's just enclosed. And when you see someone that's hurting, the reaction now is not to like, oh, help that person. It's like, oh, I need to like get away from me or, you know, which, you know, like, and, you know, I don't know. I mean, the thing is, like, if they're not in your life now, good. Because
I strangely saw her on the way here.
Oh, yeah?
I swear. Because we live in the same area. We live 10 minutes away from each other. And that's why she chose that apartment. So we could continue to live nearby each other.
Right.
So, like, ironically, I was like, I probably never see her again. Even that's a very big town.
Yeah.
But I, like, saw her in her car on the way here. I don't think she saw me.
Oh, yeah?
But I was like.
Oh. How did you meet this person?
Through a mutual friend that I do music with.
Okay.
He was at the studio. And then he, like, he's a connector. Like, that's why him and I get along so well. Because we like to connect.
Right.
You know? So he connected us. I was like, you know, y'all both have the same point of view. Y'all should be friends.
We were Yeah. She's missing out. She lost. Yeah. You lost the game of life.
She did.
You walk out on Kerrigan, we walk out on you.
Yeah.
That's
and
it.
I was like... of like what you said, it seems like a lot of people in LA are kind of like that.
Yeah.
Like they'll be so stuck on positivity or so stuck on wanting to make content or so stuck on one thing that they kind of like ignore people as people.
You're right. And I mean, guess what?
What?
I've been accused of this by my own, like a cousin of mine. Like
tell
me. He says like you're what a selfish, you're the most selfish person I know. And I said, yeah. And like, I, it's a very weird thing. Like when I go, for instance, you've been to Michigan.
Yes.
I went there and it was nice going there because I was like, wow, not everybody is in this enclosed echo chamber of themselves, mm-hmm. much like I am, you know, like I'm just in this sort of thing. And my big motivation in when I wake up in the morning is just how do I keep building this thing that I'm building, this Wild 7 thing, this family, this thing, and how do I just protect myself to do that and stuff. And the thing is, like, that's how I am. And I'm not saying this is that's your friend.
Oh, no.
But it sounds like your friend just was not nice, you know, like was just not being there for a friend and was not really a friend. And the thing is, it's like one of those things where it's like, oh, okay, we're not friends. I get it. Okay. All right.
Right. Late.
You know what I mean? Like, right. It's like, I've had that, like where it's like, you know, you think somebody's a friend and it's like, oh no, you're not. You're just kind of.
Yeah. And it sucks. That's why sometimes I still talk about it. Cause I'm just like, we were besties.
Yeah.
We saw each other naked. We were besties.
Yeah.
Like, we are friends, not in that way, not in no sexual way.
Right.
But like, that was my girl.
Right. So do you see these...
Why would you do that to me?
Do you see these friend acquaintances, the girl acquaintances, do you see them naked too?
Girls just do.
Really? That's cool. That's neat.
It's just happened.
I'm just going to imagine.
You really have to ask that, Nas? Yeah,
no, I was just wondering. Because like
as girls, we don't see it as like guys, I feel like y'all are so weird about like seeing each other.
Right.
Women, we're just no, like, because, oh, we're
do you know why? Because do you know why? Because we're ugly naked. Women are beautiful. Women are the most beautiful thing that goddess has ever created in the history of the planet. Men are just dick. Wiener. Like it's just gross. We're gross. I'm gross. Blake's not gross. Blake's gross too. I mean, you know, just men are gross. Like, you know, like women are just so well put together and I sound like an idiot, but like, you know, like, but truly like men, I just find aesthetically ugly women. It's like, if I was a woman, yeah, I'd be naked all the time. And I just, you know,
we look great.
Yeah.
We look amazing.
Oh my God. Kerrigan, if I was your lady acquaintance, we would have some fun times. We would go to the club.
Just like.
Do you know how much we would control the men?
A lot.
Yes.
A lot.
We would be. They would be buying us velour dresses.
Oh, they absolutely would.
Yes.
We would go right to Rodeo afterwards. Wait till the stalls open.
And you could use that accent on them, and they would be like, "Oh my god!"
I use it sometimes, and it works.
Oh, it's very convincing.
Like I think of three cities, and then I've just played two truths and a lie.
Right.
Yeah. Oh. Like, oh yeah, I'm from there, but you know. My dad's in the military, so, you know, I was over there for most of my life. Yeah. Over here.
I think I would be a kind of like, as your lady acquaintance, I'd be like a Bronx chick.
Really?
You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
I'd
they
be
would
like,
love that.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, you gonna buy my drink or what?
They would love
you
that.
Scumbag. and then I'd throw a drink in their face. There we go.
You gotta sound more... more convincing.
Yeah.
But they would love that.
Yeah, for sure. Like, do you have any... You know what, Kerrigan?
Your headphones are not plugged in, by the way.
What?
They're just a strand.
They are.
Oh, really? Oh.
Oh, my
Kerrigan hasn't been plugged in this whole time.
Then how did I hear the music? Then someone's headphones are loud.
Oh.
Because I could hear it.
That was interesting. Okay. Well, here, wait.
You know what?
Here, wait. Okay, wait. But you're good for now, right? You know what? This was so awesome and fun.
Hey.
And super, super wonderful. Kerrigan, thank you for coming.
Off, I hear.
Listen, for real, I would be the Bronx. My name would be Veronica. No?
No.
No?
No, I can see that.
Yeah?
I can see that. Because if you had long, like, darker hair,
yeah.
I knew Veronica or Vanessa.
Vanessa.
I can see Vanessa.
Vanessa.
Vanessa's more like...
Right. Vanessa. I'd be like a Catwoman, like the old school Catwoman in the 1960s version.
Oh, yeah. She's
Blake, would you like to be a woman with me?
What kind of woman would you be?
Would you have a name?
I'd probably just be me.
You'd be
as
like
a woman.
Abby. I want to name you Abby.
Abby?
Yeah.
Yeah. Abby, no.
I can see Blake as
no?
Abby.
Oh, yeah, right.
Or a girl Blake.
I'm Vanessa. Don't call her Abby. She'll get mad.
She wants to go by Blake, and we're going to call her Blake because that's what she wants to be called by.
Yeah. Kerrigan, please return to the lair.
This was a lot of fun.
Thank you. And you know what? To the friend, to the so-called friend, you're not a friend. Get out of her life. And to Kerrigan's hot friends, hello. How are you? How's it going? How are you doing?
The hot friends, she's with us Wednesday.
what?
Hey.
Oh, hey. Okay.
Hey.
All right.
How you doing? We say hi.
Yes. Well, Kerrigan, would you care to plug yourself on social media?
Oh, my God. Hi. So when Skrilla comes out, check me out on there. My name is Moxie on there. What's up? You can check out my Instagram, which is lady_Kerrigan, and then my website, which is ladykerrigan.com. I'm on there. And, like, check me out. What's up? Oh, yeah. And I live stream on this new app that just came from Japan to here called Pokacha. So you can check me out on there, too.
Pokacha? What's your handle on that?
The same handle. I keep
same
handle for everything.
Smart. See? Smart business lady.
So you can always find me.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Very good. Very good.
Oh, yeah.
Blake, where can the good people find you? Do you care to plug?
I'm chilling.
You're chilling? Blake is always chilling. Do you see how chill
he is?
He's a super chill dude.
Where are you from?
Nowhere. My dad's in the military. But I just say, like, Texas when I don't feel like explaining myself.
Where were you born?
Tennessee.
Okay.
See? Yeah, it's just...
Tennessee? Near Nashville? At all?
Clarksville? Yeah.
Okay.
I was literally, like, right at the state line of, like, Kentucky. Like, that's how close that city is.
Hmm.
To, like, the edge.
But L.A. is the best place, right?
Oh, I've always wanted to live in L.A.
Yeah. Even
before I knew California was a state, I was like, wherever they are on TV, that's where I want to be.
Kerrigan, this is a lot of fun. This is a lot of fun, and I'm glad you came to L.A. Thank you, Kerrigan. Thank you. Let's go with the music, which you can kind of hear from the headphones and stuff. And, yes, follow me on Twitter at Mr. Nosred. Follow me on Instagram at Mr.Nosred. Email me at Nosred. At wild7studios.com. Sorry, I got stuck on an email. I have several emails.
Yes.
Also, This movie is out. Also, Skrilla is coming soon. It's going to be fire. It's part of the Wait universe. It's going to be awesome. I am so proud of it. As a co-producer, working under the tutelage of April Mendoza, she's the head producer. Chris Troll is writing and directing it. It's very fun. Also, check out Debbie and the Devil on Tubi. It's very good, very fun. People are enjoying it. People in India are particularly enjoying it so much that they're making videos about it. It's very fun and getting some good reviews. People are enjoying it. And yeah, and that's it. And we are wiped. Blake and I have been recording for all day.
So
we are just going to go into comas, our separate comas. Just do that. Kerrigan, thank you so much. You're the best. You're the best.
You're the best.
Boom. Hey, boom. Hey, boom. Hey.
Please take a moment and hit those like and subscribe buttons. While a small gesture, it really means a lot to Wild 7 Studios and allows us to continue creating meaningful and fun content for your viewing pleasure.